Okay, who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to James McDowell. I am the second vice president of the Brownton, Mississauga District Labor Council.
And where are you right now?
I am at the Honorable Paul Gasol, MP constituent's office. And he's the MP for Brownlee-Gormalton.
And what are you doing there?
Basically, we want to talk to the minister about what's happening with OAS and old age security pension system in Ontario and in Canada, find out exactly what the federal government intends to do, because they keep on putting out these media blurbs about how they want to change the old age security, but they really haven't been mentioning exactly what they want to do with it. And we were just at Kyle Feedback's office, and we were talking to his assistant, and they really are not saying what the Conservative government is going to be doing in regards to the old age security. There's nothing written in stone, and they just keep on launching, letting out these media blurbs talking about reform to the old age security, but they're not actually putting anything in writing, or just really want to find out exactly what they intend to do.
What are you concerned that they may do to the old age security?
Sorry, say that again?
What are you concerned that they may do to the old age security pension?
Well, there's all kinds of rumors, I mean, from the PMO's office, talking about reform of some type. They're talking about increasing the age of accessibility to it from the age of 65 to 67. They're talking about trimming it. They're talking about all types and types of things, but they're not actually mentioning how this will be affecting the citizens of Canada.
And you say you're occupying the office right now?
No, what we really want to do is we basically want to talk to the minister. Sorry about this. And if not, we'll be talking to MPs, PC MPs.
And
this is just one form of getting their attention.
And how many people are with you right now?
There's about 10.
10 people?
At this office, and there was about 15 at Kyle Feedback's office.
And what are you planning on doing if the MP will not meet with you?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up on me.
What are you planning on doing if the MP decides not to meet with you?
Well, this is as far as I'm aware, that this office is publicly funded, so we'll be here until we get some kind of proper attention to this problem.
What if they tell you that they have to close down for the evening? Are you going to leave the building or no?
We'll have to make that decision when it happens.
And is this a decision of your local or the Toronto District Labour Council on the whole?
No, this is actually, we're not part of the Toronto York District Labour Council. You're talking to the second vice president of the Brampton, Mississauga District Labour Council.
Oh, the Brampton, Mississauga.
It's actually happening right across, as far as I'm aware, right across the entire province. They're all the labour councils through the OFL, which is the Ontario Federation of Labour, and also the CLC, which is the Canadian Labour Congress.
So you're saying...
It's not just our local, it's not just one labour council. This is happening right across the entire province.
So is that every MP's office across the province?
I'm sorry?
Is that every MP's office across the province?
I don't know about every MP's office, but as far as I'm aware, there's at least 20 different occupations right across the entire province. And I'm also aware of at least, I think it's upwards of 5 Conservative MP's offices that are going to be occupied in the Peel region.
In the Peel region. And so you are calling it an occupation. Has it anything to do with the Occupy movement?
Not per se. I wouldn't say it's linked per se, but we have the same ideal that things have to be properly addressed, and the Conservative government is not properly addressing the concerns of the citizens of this country.
Okay, and is there anything else that you have to say to the readers and listeners at the Toronto Media Co-op?
Yes, I think that as most working people in this country, we have concerns, and one of those concerns is that we can retire with dignity. And with what's coming out of Ottawa, what's coming out of the federal government, what's coming out of the PMO's office, they do not respect the ability for the working people of this country to retire with dignity.
But do you think that they're going to listen to you, or they're going to be accountable?
a good question. All we can do is what we can do. In other words, all we can do is do things like this, draw their attention to it, and to let them know that if they continue on in this matter, and not just in this matter, but the continuous attacks to the working people of this country, in the next 4 years, they are going to be taking a task on it.
And just before we go, do you want to mention the places in Peel Region or other MPs' offices that you know are being occupied right now, and whether people should are they welcome to come down and join you, or?
These are different organizations. I don't know if they actually are being occupied at this moment in time, because I've not had the chance to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as I'm aware, there are more than 20 offices across the entire province that are being occupied as we speak.
Okay, great.
And
so
what they really want to do is they just want to have the ability to talk to their MPs, and if not that, to have some form of proper address to these to our concerns in regards to the elimination or the change to older security.
Great. If I could give you my email, maybe someone could get me a list of what offices are being occupied at the moment, in case people want to join and show solidarity.
Right now, could you text me that your email address?
I don't have a cell phone, but
Oh, okay.
Also, if anyone has any photos too, they could send them to. They can send them to ZRUI.
Could you email that information to me?
Yeah, sure. And
I'll give you my email address.
Is it okay to share this address with the people at the Media Co-op, like the readers?
Sure.
Okay.
So it's Jim McDowell, JimMcDowell, at B, Brampton, M, Mississauga, District Labor Council. So it's Brampton, Mississauga, District Labor Council. So it's BMDLC.ca.
Okay, well, I hope to get some photos from you and stay in touch and possibly update the readers of the Media Co-op as information becomes available. Thank you very much.
Great, thank you.
Okay, bye.